This show is a member of the Freak Network. Go to www.thefreaknetwork.com to get your freak on.
Hello, this is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand for the 14th of March. Just before I started the recorder here, I had a State Patrol vehicle wanting to get through, and looks like there was a wreck here. I'm going through it right now. Oh boy, I don't know what happened there. There's a bumper in the median with a car that's all smashed up. Several emergency vehicles there. Doesn't look like anybody was hurt, thank goodness. Hey, how's it going? Chris 200 here, Audio On Demand, the 14th of March. It's Pi Day. So happy Pi Day to you. And I'll probably have all kinds of electronic noise with my setup here today. I'm actually using the microphone today instead of the internal mic. Got the cruise on 71 and a 75. Hopefully I'm going to save some gas today. Pretty good day today. I tell you what, I felt really good today. I don't know if I got anything done at work. Yeah, I did. I got some things done at work today. And I didn't get done what I wanted to get done, but sometimes that happens, I guess. I recorded some video yesterday at work, and I wanted to bring it in today, and in order to do that, I had to compress it. Either the compression didn't work, I didn't check it, of course. It was late last night when I was compressing this. Compressed it right before I went to bed. And then I put it on the iPod compressed, which, you know, brought it down to about 10% of, actually about 5% of what it originally was in original quality. I don't need all that great quality, especially if you have good quality going in and then you compress it. The quality of the compressed file is usually pretty darn good. But I put it on the iPod and tried to bring it up at work, and nothing happened. So I don't know what happened. There's about an hour's worth of material there. Who knows what happened there? So I had to do some other things today at work. Yesterday, I was a really bad day for me. But I did do some fun things yesterday. I was kind of a pundit. We had a little discussion at work on the, they call it a webinar. I participated in a webinar. And I don't know, I just kind of shot my mouth off a little bit and, you know, kind of gave my comments on state of the business, the way we do things, how we could change, and things like that. Anyway, it was kind of fun to do that. I don't know the experience of some of the folks on the line there. Maybe I sounded like a babbling idiot. I don't know. The moderator didn't think I was. He thought I did a good job at that. So it's kind of fun to get out and talk through that stuff. Kind of, you know, play expert for a while. The reason why I didn't feel so good yesterday was I've been going through putting myself through these roller coaster emotions with different opportunities and stuff, and they're always fun. Why put yourself through it? I don't know. So anyway, we'll see how that turns out. I couldn't sleep the night before last. I don't know if it was because of those things that I've been doing or just everything. I don't know. I really didn't have anything on my mind or anything like that, but I just didn't, I just couldn't sleep, you know, and lay down and roll around, and kind of another hour run by, you know. So, I did get a chance to take a little bit of a nap last night, which helped a lot, and my headache went away. I had one of these headaches where you feel like you're going to pass out type of things. And that went away after my little nap. I got a letter written. I had written a letter and got that printed out and sent on its way. I had some bad news today, but I don't know. I played my last card on that one. We'll see what happens there. These people are crazy, I think. They're completely nuts. But I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It just makes me want to laugh. So, anyway. Zilla Dave, I heard you this morning on the way in, talking politics and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. Last thing I got from Zilla Dave was for me to eat poop, so I don't know if I offended him or pissed him off or he hates me now or what, but or maybe he's just too damn busy to give me more shit. I don't know. But I still like Zilla Dave. If you don't like me, yeah. Oh well. You know, sometimes I talk about things that people might get a little upset about and think I'm crazy, but you know what? Everybody's different. Everybody's got different views. So please respect my views. I respect yours. I may not agree, but I respect your view, and I respect you for putting that view forward. So anyway, I really haven't listened to a whole lot of casts. I've been listening to Jenny. My goodness, her last cast, the Pizza Babe. Pizza Babe goes global, or is it just PizzaBabe.com? I think it's PizzaBabe.com. Woo, her last show. Now she's talking naughty. We've had a few naughty casts out of Pizza Babe here lately. So I don't know if also sounds like she's been dealing with a cold and a sick family and things like that. And you know, some of the things that she's been going through, maybe, you know, some of those emotional burns are starting to heal, she's starting to get over some of those things, you know. I'm not going to argue whether what she was doing is right, wrong, or, you know, she got into a situation and things didn't plan out or didn't come out the way she planned, I guess. There's some emotional burn there, and I really feel sorry for her, but you know, she'll get over it. She'll get around it. She'll make the turn. You know, it's all about growing and learning about yourself and other people and things like that. That's what it's all about. So I don't think she likes me, but maybe she does. I don't know. Maybe I'm just annoying. She may think I'm a blooming idiot. I don't know. She's got a lot of Twitter friends. And Kiko, it sounds like Kiko is back in the saddle. Kiko, I really liked one of these last shows you did. You know, the Pat thing was a bit annoying, but the one after that, I really liked the music and stuff you played. I especially like, Kiko, I like it when you mix it up a little bit. You know, you play a little dance track, you play a little rock, you play a little country, you play a little something different, you know? And, I like that, you know? I don't like labels, you know? I don't like labels. And, you know, you play what you like. You play what fits your fancy at the time. And, you know, you're not a hardcore dance guy. Or, you know, you mix it up a bit. And, you know, that's good. You know, everybody's got different facets about themselves. Sometimes we get too wrapped up in labels and ranges. Qualifications and this and that. So, anyway. Yeah, more on labels, yeah. Yeah, they're just, to some extent you need labels, but peel them off, man. Peel them off. Life's too short to label others, judge others, and this and that. Don't put yourself in a label or a range or this or that. Break free from that crap, you know? Because in the end, we put our pants on one leg at a time. We all gotta poop. We all gotta sleep. We all gotta breathe. We all gotta get along. So, yeah, I haven't been podcasting a lot lately, but I've been busy doing things, been doing other things, and just, haven't been inspired, been beat down, wore out. Been doing things, getting things done, stuff like that. I should make a phone call. So what else has been going on? You know what? I think Leo Laporte and his little minions of Twitters, Twitcasters or whatever, I think he's making way too much money. I don't know what the hell he's doing. He was in Egypt over Christmas. He's going to Australia. Maybe his wife's got a really good job. I don't know. It sounds like he's setting up to do a little bit of a Tom Green style thing in his basement. If you have, you know, podcasters out there, and it's not something that I haven't, I should tune into him again. But I don't know if not a whole lot of podcasters talk about Tom Green, at least the groups that I guess run with or listen to as far as podcasters. But go to TomGreen.com. He's got a feed out there for podcasts. He's got a Johnny Carson type Tonight Show thing going on in his living room. He's got cameras and Skype calls coming in. He's all internet savvy and this and that. And it's kind of interesting what he's done independently of any sort of television network or studio or, you know, selling a show. He's doing it all himself. And you know, I think that fits Tom very well, you know. there were some good interviews out there. Crispin Glover, that's a good interview I watched. You know, I haven't tuned into him for a while, but he's got some good shows out there. They're long. They're an hour. Some of them, most of them, are an hour. I don't know if he posts shows for every night. He does it every night. I guess I kind of fell off. He was going to take a break, I think, in December, and I kind of fell off. I was having problems with my iTunes. And, you know, go check it out. 10 o'clock Central Time, I believe. Make the adjustments for wherever you live. And go check him out. It's a good show. But it looks like Leo's going to do something like that in his basement. I don't know where the guy's got the time or the money to set this stuff up, but I think he's making too much money in this podcasting thing. I'm not quite sure how he's doing it, but you know, he does work his butt off with all the different casts that he's got out there in his network, and you know, I enjoy listening to about half of them, so hey, go for it, Leo, but I just don't understand it. Just be careful. What else has been going on? Well, I think yesterday, I think it was yesterday, the governor of New York had resigned because he had whores, paying for whores. I didn't know New York had a different governor, and shows you what kind of a hole I live in, but don't get caught with whores, especially if you're in public office. All I have to say about that. Don't get caught with whores. So, yeah, the weather around here is, typical Nebraska weather for March and February. You know, here's a warm day, folks. Bam, let's slam you down with some rain and snow the next. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Today really wasn't too bad. It was overcast. It was cooler, but not cold, and, I don't know, they're talking about some rain or something today, so we'll see if that happens. Jesus, holy shit. Now that is something I've never seen. That is a, block of granite, two blocks of granite on a flatbed. Huge blocks of granite. $4.51 for those of you keeping track. Got a trucker here falling asleep in front of me or something. So, I got a new K7 line out there. Somebody call me on that. Go to wonderhit1.com, give me a call. Probably down to 4 or 5 listeners now. So, one of you, give me a call. Tell me what you think. If you post it up there, I will post it on the cast, okay? If you give me a call, I'll put it on the cast. If you want to send me a G-Talk message, holy Christ, that guy's going to wreck. I'll post it on the cast. I may play it through my car speakers, but now I can do it in other ways, but I need some feedback, folks. Well, I think I'm going to wrap it up. It's about 23 minutes in. Kind of looking forward to the weekend. Got some things planned. Going to have a busy weekend again. And hope all's well with everybody out there. Go check out the Freak Network. We don't make any money. We're just a bunch of freaks. Just a bunch of freaks out there, so thefreaknetwork.com, wonderhit1.com, chris200@gmail.com, send your messages that way or call me on the K7 line, which is at wonderhill1.com, and we'll see what comes up there. I am going to let you go, and happy Pi Day. Bye-bye.